welcome to Extra Average Episode 4, the podcast where we try to make you smile. Who cares if it's at gunpoint? We jump right into the weather today. The weather is the most important thing that you could possibly need to know. Don't let anybody tell you that it isn't. It's imperative. Today, the weather was gloomy as shit. It was cloudy as shit. It was hot as shit. It was rainy as shit. Nobody had fun. If you saw somebody that looked like they were having fun, they were lying. Lying straight to your face. I don't think you should take that lying down. You need to go up to these people who are pretending on your turf, and you need to let them know that they can't disrespect you like that. You let somebody walk over you one time, that's the end. People are going to pretend like they're enjoying the weather all the time. Guys, there's an elephant in the room. I haven't made a podcast in 3 months. Oh my God, what's the matter with him? He's slacking off. Oh my God. Guys, I could make a lot of excuses, and I'm not going to. I'm just going to let you know that there was lots of stuff going on, and work was crazy. Those are two excuses. I said I wasn't going to give you any, but there are two. Two excuses. You guys may have noticed a change in the quality of the podcast, hopefully for the better. I have changed a couple of things. I re-recorded the intro music, I got some new equipment, and I changed the way that I record the podcast and the way that I share it with all of you lovely people who have me in your ear holes right now. Thank you so much. But especially thank you to everybody who's listening on Patreon right now. What's Patreon? I've never heard of Patreon before. Where the hell were you in 2017? Listen to me right now. Patreon is the best website currently in existence for the relationship between artist and fan. It's the place you go where you can become a direct supporter of the people that you want to support. It's as simple as that. You can lend a hand. You can help people make the things that you love. You can help them tailor their art to more completely satisfy you as a consumer of art or other things. Maybe you don't like to throw around the word art so much. Maybe you think it sounds a little bit pretentious. I'm a pretty pretentious guy. Thank you so much to people that are listening on Patreon right now. If you'd like to listen on Patreon, I want to tell you about my Patreon page. There's all sorts of stuff on there, but what we're going to do is we're going to tell you about the different tiers where you can become a part of this movement that I'm trying to make. I'm trying to amass a group of people who care, and I want to make things for you. Every single red cent that is donated on Patreon, I'm not going to keep. Every single piece of it is going to go into making things for you, and I'm not going to keep a red cent of it, and I promise you that. The first tier that you can join is $1 a month. Just $1 a month. You can help me out for $1 a month. I don't even know what a dollar buys anymore. I don't think it buys anything. Maybe a sweet little candy. A sweet little candy, or you can help me realize my dreams. The choice is yours. The first tier is called Digital Smooch, which makes you a smoochie. Smoochies get access to general posts, selfie of the day, and the warm fuzzy feeling of knowing that you've helped me make my dreams come true. You're gonna be a part of the community. You're gonna get to weigh in on podcasts. You're gonna get all sorts of stuff. You're gonna be part of what makes this podcast even greater. And you know what more could you want? I'll tell you what else you could want. The next tier is $5 a month, and it is called Early Birds. And early birds get early podcast access. You're going to get to listen to this podcast before anybody else on the planet. As soon as I can figure out how to make that fucking shit happen, you're going to get it. But that's not all you're going to get. 3 days before the rest of the world, you're going to get access to new songs. New comedy songs and new non-comedy songs. You're going to get access to both of those. And also, it goes without saying, you're going to get all the stuff from the Digital Smooch tier. The next tier is $10 a month. It's called Deputy D's. This is limited to 20 patrons for the moment. Deputies get personal Well, you're going to get a personal video from me every month. If you hit me up with your social media handles, I can go on there. I can look at your pictures. I can tell you how good or how bad you look in your outfit. It's going to be personalized to you, from me to you. Hi, I'm Robbie. You're also going to get once per month. Sorry, I'm tripping all over myself. One time every month, I will promote a creative project of yours on Extra Average once a month. And you're also going to get all of the stuff from the early bird tier and all the stuff from the smoochie tier. And guys, I want to tell you about the most grand tier. This is only for those people who really want to throw their weight behind me. This is the You're a Damn Saint tier. Guys, for a measly $10,000, you're going to get access to all of the stuff from the earlier tiers, plus you're going to get a video. What kind of video? Everybody else is already getting videos. You're going to get a special video. For $10,000, I will have your full name tattooed on my rumpus, on my ass, right in the meat of it. And I will get it on video, and I'm going to send it to you. You can do whatever you want with it. You can upload it to the internet. I don't give a shit what you do. And that's probably not all I'm going to do. If you give me 10 grand, I'm probably going to fly to wherever you live and kiss you on the mouth. Assuming that you're into that. conditions apply. But those are the tiers. And you can come, you can support me for as little as $1 a month. And I would really appreciate that. Go to patreon.com/RobbieDs to get all of that shit. There's also other places that you can get a hold of me. You can go to Robbie D's Comedy on Facebook. That's my comedy page. I'm on Instagram as Robbie D's. You can search that. On Twitter, my handle is That D's Guy. And on YouTube, you can just search Robbie D's. You're probably going to want to go and do that right this fucking minute, because right now on YouTube, there is you can listen to my my latest song called Fuck the Fire Department. I'm not going to give you any more context than that. Go check it out. YouTube, Fuck the Fire Department. I have it abbreviated, so you're going to want to type in FTFD Robbie D's, because I didn't want to get flagged by YouTube and not have my video uploaded. Guys, we're introducing a new fucking segment into this solid gold podcast. Let me know if you like it. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Provided by HistoryNet.com, we have This Day in History. Guys, in the year 904, the Arabs captured Thessalonica. The website says Thessalonica. And I think that's wrong. I think it's Thessalonica. But what the hell do I know? In 1703, English novelist Daniel Defoe is made to stand in the pillory as punishment for offending the government and church with his satire, The Shortest Way with Dissenters. In 1760, Ferdinand, Duke of Brunswick, drives the French army back to the Rhine River. I've never been to the Rhine River, but I've heard that it's Rhine. In 1790, the U.S. Patent Office opens. Oh my god, all those inventions? Nobody's going to be able to steal them or copy them anymore, because they're going to have patents now. 1882, Bell and Sam Starr are charged with horse stealing in the Indian Territory. Maybe that means something to you. Doesn't mean anything to me. Never heard of those people before in my life, but you learn something new every day. In 1875, former President Andrew Johnson, I'm pretty sure it's Andrew Jackson. This site dies at the age of 66. He did not live that long. 1891, Great Britain declares territories in southern Africa up to the Congo to be within its sphere of influence. Wow. Guys, in 1904, oh no, we've turned the century. The Trans-Siberian Railroad connecting the Ural Mountains with Russia's Pacific coast is completed. We're building railroads. That's what powers countries. We're becoming a civilization here in 1904. In 1917, the Third Battle of... I'm going to say this wrong. It's spelled Y-P-R-E-S. Ypres? Yep. The Third Battle of Ypres commences as the British attack the German lines. God, I am so ignorant. In 1932, Adolf Hitler's Nationalist Socialist German Workers' Party, the Nazis, doubles its strength in legislative elections. Not good news in 1932 on this day. In 1944, the Soviet Army takes Kovno, the capital of Lithuania. In 1962, the Federation of Malaysia formally proposed. Oh my god. I did not see... They have a ring? Oh my god, I wish you guys could see this. I will. I will, Malaysia. I will. In 1971, Apollo 15 astronauts take a drive on the moon in their Land Rover. Wow. In 1987, an F4 tornado in Edmonton, Alberta, kills 27 and causes $330 million in damages. The day is remembered as Black Friday. I read that with a little too much enthusiasm. I'm so sorry. In 1988, a bridge collapse at Sultan Abdul Halim Ferry Terminal in Butterworth, Malaysia, kills 32 and injures more than 1,600. There was a lot of tragedy on this day. In 1990, Bosnia Herzegovina declares independence from Yugoslavia. That's a little more upbeat. There we go. In 1991, the year I was born, the U.S. and USSR sign a long-range nuclear weapons reduction pact. Good news. Good news. In 1999, oh God, we've almost reached the millennium. NASA purposely crashes its Discovery Program's Lunar Prospector into the moon, ending the agency's mission to detect frozen water on Earth's moon. In 2006, Fidel Castro temporarily hands over power to his brother Raul Castro. In 2007, the British Army's longest continual operation, Operation Banner, 1969 to 2007, ends as British troops withdraw from Northern Ireland. Now we're going to talk about some people that were born on July 31st, way in the past. 1803, John Ericsson, naval engineer and inventor, developed the screw propeller. The screw propeller. In 1816, George Henry Thomas, Union general during the American Civil War. I've never heard of George Henry Thomas. So ignorant. In 1837, William Clark Quantrill, Confederate raider during the American Civil War. 1867, S.S. Kresge, American businessman. Wow, what an honorable mention. 1901, Jean Dubuffet, French sculptor and painter. He's very French. He has a French name. Get it together, Robbie. In 1912, Milton Friedman, Nobel Prize-winning economist. Bravo. In 1919, Primo Levi, Italian writer and scientist. Survival in Auschwitz. Oh, no. I made fun of his name, and he wrote a book about Auschwitz. Oh, God. We're just going to skate right past that. 1921, Whitney Young, Jr., civil rights leader and executive director of the National Urban League. 1928, Horace Silver, jazz pianist, composer, and bandleader. 1951, Yvonne Goolagong. Is that real? Yvonne Goolagong. Goolagong. Australian tennis player. In 1965, J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter series, was born, and she changed the fucking world. Thank you so much for listening to the history, this day in history, also historical birthdays, a new segment that totally wasn't a train wreck, provided by historynet.com. Guys, we're moving into the next topic, which is all the more salacious. Guys, I have a celebrity crush, and I usually have one. Right now it's on an actor, bodybuilder, rock climber, and all-around masterpiece, Jason Momoa. I saw some promotional material for Aquaman, and I was smitten. I would climb that tree. I would climb it, and I would place a kiss right on his eyebrow scar. So perfect. And that's been the end of Celebrity Crush. Things, guys, I'm excited about a couple of things here. A couple meaning exactly two. I saw the trailer for Bo Burnham's 8th Grade, and it looks amazing. It looks like, from what I can gather, it's a look into what it's like to be a Gen Z a teen right now. Looking at, a generation that grew up entirely with the internet and social media. There was never a point at which these kids did not have social media, and it almost like it affected them in like a really profound and substantial way. I think the fact that they have their entire lives curated. There are so many more photos of these people, so many more like documented cases of their intellect. That's not the right way to say that. But they've been contributing. They've been putting all their stuff out into the world. And that's something that is kind of unique to their generation. They've always had the ability to do that. And to be telling a story from that point of view is really good. I've heard so many glowing reviews about this movie, and I honestly just can't wait to see it. As soon as it comes to my city, I'm going to go and watch it. And I'll probably give an update on it because I've been a huge fan of Bo Burnham for a very long time. He's been an incredible influence to me, which is crazy because we're the same age. And honestly, like, it feels a little strange to look up to somebody that's my age sometimes, but I just do. The guy is killing it. He's got a comedic wit that is just so enviable to me. I love everything the guy does. It's all so thoughtful and funny and well performed and just well put together. I can't say that I've been a fan of his since his early YouTube days because I didn't have access to the internet at that time, but I think I saw a Comedy Central Presents on the guy. I want to say like maybe 10 years ago. That might be wrong, but I think it was about 10 years ago that I saw it, and it just his level of understanding of comedic timing and of word choice and just all of it blew me away. His songs are just incredible. His wordplay is amazing. I think he could have had like a pretty successful career just as a rapper. His wordplay, his sense of storytelling is just the best I've seen in someone as young as he was when he first started out doing this. I kind of think that like some of his earlier stuff harkens back to like Stephen Lynch stuff, if you've ever heard of that guy. But and I think Bo has also said the same thing about his early work. But Bo had the ability to share this work like when he was really young. And so going back and watching his YouTube videos, you can really see his matriculation as an artist and as a comedian. He just he gets so good. And I really hope that he finds himself back on the stage one day, because he's an incredible performer and a really big influence of mine. And I hope that he has more for us in the area of comedy. Guys, we're going to move on. And I'm going to pretend like I'm not stalling. I'm getting my phone so I can get the information that I need. We, as in me, and I guess all of you patrons, you're a part of this. We're going to have a new segment where I'm going to highlight an artist that I feel like could just use a boost. I don't have much of a boost to offer right now, but I'm going to offer whatever little bit of boost that I have. Guys, I want to tell you about the comedian, a good friend of mine. I've worked with her several times. She's an incredibly funny person. I can't wait to work with her again. She's burning up in the area that we're in right now, and I want to launch her up into the stratosphere. Her name is Portia Renee, and she also goes by Sunny P. She's a comedian. She's in the Augusta, Georgia area, but she travels all around and does a lot of different things. She's, like I said, she's really, really busy right now. You can get at her on Instagram, at Portia Renee. That's PORSHARENEE at PORSHARENEE. And on Facebook, Portia Renee. She's got some upcoming dates that I want to plug for her. August 11th, she's opening for headliner Michael Blackson at the Macon City Auditorium in what I assume is Macon, Georgia. So if you're in the area, go out and check that out. September 8th at Dope Spit Comedy and Poetry. And September 11th, The Comedy Zone, Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm going to ask these people what sort of advice would they give to people in their field? Maybe advice that they wish that they had when they got started out. And Portia Renee's advice for new comedians is be yourself so you never have to perform. I think that's really great advice. I can't imagine a more prescient thing coming from someone that I've worked with so much. Prescient's not the right word. I'm so fucking ignorant. It's a really good thing. There's a lot of wisdom in that. A lot of performers, I think, get wrapped up in their persona and in this character that they're playing. And I think ultimately that can be really tiring. But if you're just yourself, there's nothing to remember. You just go up there and be honest. And, I mean, maybe that's not the way you like to do things, but maybe it is. It's certainly working for Portia. Go and see her at those dates, and just give her all the support that you can. If you check her out and you like her stuff, then go and see her shows. It's real, real easy to support somebody. If you can't go to her shows, like, share her shit on Facebook. Come on. Like, just run the gamut of social media. Shoot her up into the stars where she deserves to be, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Extra Average. My name is Robbie Dees. Your name is probably something in the vein of, like, I'm going to say Max. If your name is Max and you're listening to this, I love you, Max. I've never had a better friend than you, Max. I'm going to be your friend until your dying day. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are gorgeous, gorgeous people. Hey guys, just wanted to add something onto the end of the episode here. I didn't do a Q&A because I had no Qs to A. So if you go to Twitter and tweet at me, @ThatDeesGuy, all of your questions or calls for advice or anything else you might need answered, I'll address it on the next podcast. You're still gorgeous, and I still love you.